Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The California Farm Bureau Federation recently hosted their 98th annual meeting in Monterey with a theme of Ag Unite, Keep Your Farm in the Fight. Dan Dresselhaus of Weaverville competed in the CFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers Open Discussion Meet, where he received top honors for his contribution. In the final round of the contest, because agriculture is heavily dependent on foreign-born labor, the finalists were asked how they would draft a national immigration policy. Dresselhaus's response focused on the guest worker program and how to make it more efficient.
There's obviously people have legitimate concerns about illegal immigration, so trying to find a way to balance, you know, that guest worker program and the immigration to provide the labor that the farmers and ranchers need. And then the other part is just how do we incorporate those folks that are currently here working within the agricultural community that may have entered this country illegally? What's the solution? What's the pathway forward for those folks, and how do we handle that?
Dresselhaus offered a bit of insight into his professional background.
It's the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. I'm in their resource management program. I'm a registered professional forester, also known as Cal Fire.
Dresselhaus will be representing California at the American Farm Bureau Federation Open Discussion Meet that will be held at the AFBF annual convention next month in Phoenix. In other news, the California Almond Board recently held their 44th annual Almond Conference in Sacramento, where we had the opportunity to speak with Catherine Pope. She is an area orchard systems advisor covering a large area that includes Sacramento, Solano, and Yolo counties. Her team has been working on a project examining the effects of high levels of boron on various types of rootstock. Pope noted which rootstocks have been the most promising.
So FXA is less well known. It stands for Fluoroguard times almonds. So it's just, it's a peach. It just means peach by almond, but it's a very particular peach by a very particular almond. It's a bitter almond as opposed to the regular almond we usually cross by.
As a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor, Pope's primary crop duties include almonds, walnuts, and prunes. She further explained which rootstocks appear to be performing well in their research.
Both Titan and Nichols performed really well last year. Titan sort of pushed out Nichols this year, though there's not a statistically significant difference in their performance. They're both peach almond hybrids that are doing really well in this high boron situation.
This is California Ag Today.